And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind.
So they have an extra one,
and that's how we get the podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Without further ado, real quick, we want you to try a hot, delicious Subway breakfast sandwich built just the way you want it. And what we want you to do is get the egg white and cheese, but then you do it with the tomato and fresh spinach on toasted flatbread. It's awesome. It's a great breakfast. And then you can throw on some green peppers, onions, even jalapenos for that extra kick. Make it heartier by throwing on some bacon, black forest ham, or even steak. It's the way you like it. Subway has countless breakfast sandwich combinations, each made exactly to your liking. Stop by and get the one that's got your name on it. Subway Sandwich Shop. Fresh is what we do.
Do you know, I say, you know, when you're really good at cards, you know, you're like, oh, this guy, he's like, he's really good at cards. He's a card shark.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, that's wrong. It's card sharp. The original phrase is card sharp.
What? It's not card shark.
There was a game show about card sharks.
And it's wrong.
Bob Eubanks is never wrong.
Bob Eubanks, you're right, is never wrong. But whoever told him the name is wrong.
Really? We've been lied to all these.
It's card sharp, not shark.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. Those are called egg corns. And they.
Wait, what?
Egg corns. Egg corns. This is when you have a phrase that you think is right, but you say, like, I have my neighbor, he says, like, hey, man, how you doing? I'm all right, I'm mediocre. Instead of saying...
He says mediocre?
Yeah. So those are called egg corns. Like the TV show that's on cable that people love, you know, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
It's supposed to be curb.
That's right. I'm giving you guys examples of
people
egg
say
corn.
Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah. Yeah. There's actually a whole list of them.
Yeah, please enlighten us. I want to hear about these egg corns.
You guys have never heard
Which,
of egg corns?
Which, by the way,
corns?
Is a dumb name for something.
No, because obviously I always thought it was card sharks.
Best thing since life's bread.
What?
Best thing since life's bread.
Life's bread?
People say bonfire. Bondfire.
Oh, you know what I used to always mess up?
Paschetti?
When people would say the phrase is supposed to be nip it in the bud, and I thought it was nip it in the butt.
Uh-huh. That is a...
Is that an egg corn?
That's an egg corn, okay. Carson. That's right.
Who knew?
Obviously not
I
me.
Like nip it in the butt. It just sounds, that sounds more fun.
It's made more sense.
Nip if someone's it in the butt. Texting you and they tell you that they need more forks and spoons to pick up some civilware.
Some Aww. Civilware.
Yes. Espresso.
Oh, I hate espresso.
Say. Yeah.
Flusterated. These are like my dad's.
And like your dad does them on purpose.
Like my dad has said this before. Like when you put headphones on, but they're the ones that go inside your ears. You
earbuds.
Know, earbuds.
He calls them earbuds.
Earbuds.
You know what though? That's actually pretty clever. Because they really are.
Like that should be the
great,
name of
like a brand name.
Of a product.
Yes.
Like earbuds called Hearbuds.
Your dad needs to copyright that.
He's not going to.
Oh, well, you
so
could.
So if you're listening, go ahead. Trust me, dad has nothing else to do, and he's still not going to do it. Boy, I've really slacked. Speaking of my dad, I've really slacked off. I've not gotten out to replace his Hillary 16 signs in his yard. He still doesn't know. He still doesn't know. Yeah. Well, for months, I paid this. It was a kid, a college kid. I said, hey, man, I'm going to give you $50 a week, and I want you to have fresh Hillary Clinton for president signs in my dad's yard every week. I said, he's going to take them down, like, within minutes. The next day, I said, he's out by 9:15 at night, 9:30, roll on in. Boom. Hillary, boom, do it. He's like, are you sure? I don't want to get shot. I'm gonna do. My dad's not gonna shoot you. He's gonna be. He's gonna. He can't hear you with that machine he puts on his mouth.
It's Darth Vader mask.
Oh, which God. By the way, JJ had the surgery. Remember we were talking about JJ's thing?
Yeah.
Remind me to come back to that while you finish your story because you it's
call,
fascinating.
Y'all's dad have those the what do you call
sleep
it?
Apnea
CPAP machine.
My dad doesn't, but I'm sure he needs it.
No. I called my dad one time. It was 11-ish. I forget what it was. I needed to talk to him about something late. And he's asleep. And I didn't realize what a violent and loud thing that thing is. Because he is like the phone. He answers. Hello? Yeah, hey, Dad, it's me. Hold on a second.
Darth Vader.
It is. It's worse than Darth Vader. Darth Vader is very... This was like you took the suction attachment on your vacuum cleaner and just stuck it in your mouth. It's like...
It's like being at the dentist.
It's like that thing you spit it, which I love. I wish they sold that thing because I would use that every night instead of spitting. Because it's so like, you're like, because you, don't you like me? You like me? You have that kind of wad of spit in your mouth and you kind of bring that wand in and you kind of get let it get close and you're just like, oh, I'm about there. I'm
it's
about
coming.
There. Here it goes. Then you just go, and it's like.
Every once in a while I'll hear myself say something and I go, wow, that was juicy. Like there was too much. There was just too much spit in my mouth.
Maybe we need one that we just carry around in our pocket.
It's not
just
a
like,
bad
oh, idea. I'm sorry. Hold on a second.
Yeah. Make them portable.
Okay, I'm back. I'm so sorry. Patrick, Bubba's putting his
I had to fix him.
Halloween things.
Well, Big D, for those of you who don't listen to the radio show and only listen to the podcast, Big D had us put our Christmas tree up. For some reason, what was it, Wednesday? Wednesday, you said, like midweek.
Yeah, Wednesday,
he's like, let's put up our Christmas tree.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we did, too. It's so great.
It does. It looks great in
it
here.
It warms the studio. It warms.
It really does.
Yeah. It brings a nice ambiance.
Yeah.
But I wanted to add some Halloween decorations onto it because it just felt weird.
So what they're like.
Cut out skeletons?
Yeah, they're paper skeletons. They're great.
I'm going to have to find some real ones.
You know, Carson's really into Halloween.
Yeah.
She could bring in her extras.
So we have like a little Halloween tree right now, and then it becomes a Christmas
Why
tree
do you like
after
Halloween
Thanksgiving.
Because
so
I loved scary movies growing up. Not like the gory ones that we have now, but you know, like the Halloweens and Friday the 13th that were kind of cheesy and campy. And for some reason, those are always on around Halloween. And then I love everything spooky, and I love makeup, and I love costumes.
So, like,
I'm
you watch
girl.
American Horror Story and all that kind of stuff?
I've tried.
I heard this season sucks.
Yeah, I watched the first episode. I was like, eh.
And it's supposed to be based on a true story.
Yeah. Which okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, there. What's your favorite horror or scary movie?
Halloween. The original Halloween.
Michael Myers?
Yes.
But is that okay? I get those mixed up. Is
What's the one where he had the burlap sack on his head for a while?
That's the new Halloween.
No, this was an old one. This was back in the day. I was a little kid, and there was like this guy with a... I don't know if it was a Halloween movie. It was a guy with a burlap sack over his head.
Like in overalls?
I don't remember. Because I was freaked out, and I turned it off. I don't do any kind of scary anything. Hmm. Like, I can't
handle
that. I remember
that a little bit, too.
And like he was...
Yeah, right? There seems like something.
He popped up at a window, and the girl was looking outside trying to find him.
I want to say that was the... like, before he got the mask, like, he had that. Or maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I get him and the hockey mask guy mixed up.
That's Jason. Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th.
Okay.
Yes. Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
I didn't understand.
Making
know you,
sure you.
You knew his last name. Okay.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, and he wasn't the killer in all of them, but that's another story.
He wasn't?
No, his mother was the killer in the first one. And then I believe it's part four. Where
spoiler!
Yes. The movie's from like 1986. But yeah, I think it's part four where it's somebody who worked at a hospital who just donned the hockey mask to kill people. Mm-hmm. This is what like I would do. Like my best friend and I would just rent the movies from the scary movie section when I was growing up, and that's what we would do every weekend. We'd have sleepovers and watch scary movies.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, doesn't mess with your brain at all. It's totally fine.
That
it's
really...
like renting Faces of Death.
That one I left
Which
alone.
Which was really Faces of Death was the dumbest thing ever. It was
Was it not real?
No,
so fake.
They had like a couple mixed in. Like you know, they would have like a car accident scene or something like that. Like oh, look at what happened here. And that announcer they had on it was terrible.
Well, like I was in sixth grade and you'd go into the horror section of the video store, which fun fact kids, you actually have to leave your house to go get movies. And you'd read, and it said, like, Faces of Death, the most terrifying thing. I'm like 10. I go, I don't want to see real people die. That's gross. And apparently it was fake. So now I know.
Well, you
know,
most of it was fake. Like,
yeah,
I
most
said.
Of like the iconic scene, Bubba, the monkey brain.
Yeah.
Fake.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, I read a real. I read a great article about the guys who made that, mm-hmm. and the how they went into the filming of it and all that kind of stuff. I mean, if you look back on it now, like, we're way sharper now.
Yeah,
we used to be like on. And I'm not joking. We all done. Fell for the guy on top of the World Trade Center taking the picture before in the plane.
Oh,
in the
with
background.
The plane.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the okay, World Trade Center tourist guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that the first internet meme?
I think so. That was the first one that we all, and Bubba and I are we're pretty sharp.
I remember we did a whole segment on the show.
You're card sharp.
Yes, we're very card sharp. But we did a whole segment of the show where we had people call in and we're like, is this real or not real? One of us, I forget who it was, I'm sure it was you, believed it wasn't real, and I was all about it because you know me and conspiracies. We did a whole segment on is it real or is it not real? And I think everybody voted that it was real and then come to find out
it wasn't. No.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, you watch it now and it's just like, oh.
So obvious.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah.
Like the guys have cameras and like the cameras aren't even real. They're like made of boxes and stuff like that.
They like took a Sharpie and wrote VHS on it.
A card Sharpie.
did you ever get into, like, Bubba's really weird about the scary stuff that has to do with spiritual things.
Like, I don't mess with the paranormal. Anything paranormal, I don't even consider having it on. Like, if there's a commercial, what's the movie where they have, like, the whispering and the TV, the white noise thing, and they're like,
Poltergeist?
No. But, like, it's a more recent one.
Ring? Where they're in their house and it's
yeah,
off
and it's
of...
like all their stuff that's caught on Paranormal Activity.
Oh,
that's the one.
Right.
Yeah, I don't do that stuff. No. Anything evil like that where they, you know, somebody's house is haunted.
Yeah, like demonic stuff.
Anything
yeah, I'm
demonic.
Not a big. That's the thing. I'm not a big fan of that stuff because it sounds stupid, but it's too close to home. Not that I'm afraid that
it's
my
too,
house that's
it's
not even
real?
3 decades old. Is going to be haunted, but...
Have you ever seen a ghost?
No.
You ever had an experience that you can't explain?
No, I don't. I mean, I've been...
Are we
going to
do the Halloween one now?
Yeah, right?
Are we going to go into it? Because we could really get some good spooky
stuff.
No,
I mean, I've been creeped out before. Where I went to college, the place where like the journalism building and the radio station was, it was where they would house the dead from a Confederate battle. That was done. And so that it was like the morgue. And I mean.
That was the same building?
It was the same building. Yeah. That it had been used back in like the 1860s. But and once in a while I'd have to be at the radio station late by myself. And I'd be creeped out. But I'm also a female alone in a building on a, you know, college. Like anything's going to freak me out. So I can't say it was a ghost. I mean, really, that's probably the least of your issues.
As a woman, do you feel, do you have that feeling often?
Of?
Being watched?
Scared or always aware of your surroundings? And
yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to live in a neighborhood that wasn't the most savory, and I'd have to take my dogs out, you know, to do their business. And if one is scratching at the door at 3 a.m., and I'm out front with them, mind you, I've got probably 200 pounds of dog. On leashes, but every once in a while there'd be somebody like walking down the street and I'm freaking out going like, okay, how quickly can I run my dogs back up? So, you know, it's a concern. I don't know if men would feel that way, but
I ask my wife all the time, 'cause she runs and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, please don't forget your mace. Don't forget your, she's got a myriad of things she gets to run with besides mace. Mace is the least of anybody's worries, but I think it's crazy. You know, when you're putting yourself, especially people who run and jog and whatnot, a lot of them do it at parks or a lot of people do trail running and that kind of stuff where you're out in the woods. That's crazy, man. Especially ladies who do it alone. I'm like, there are some creeps out there.
Yeah. I used to walk my dogs down this, it was a 4-mile loop and it went through the woods. And for the most part, it was usually just us. And one point I was at like the 2-mile mark. So I'm halfway through it. So there's nowhere to go. And I hear like, and I lose my... It was Periscope alerting me that somebody was live. I mean, like, oh, my wow. heart, it was like a cartoon that it jumped out of its chest. And then it was Periscope.
Yeah, but you find out it's Bubba talking as a banana.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I have a banana in here. Don't get me started. It's a clown in the woods.
Oh,
dude,
my kids. I picked up my son yesterday from school, and Frank is like, he's freaked out. I'm like, what's the matter? Nothing. I'm like, what's the matter, dude? Nothing. I'm like, talk to me. It's the clowns.
Mm-hmm.
What about the clowns? Well, so-and-so said they saw a clown, and they locked down the other school across town, and then our school ended up, we got on lockdown. I said, they locked down your school, and they didn't inform us? He's like, yeah, it's crazy. The clowns are everywhere. I'm like, first of all, no, they're not.
Yeah.
I said, no, they're not. And like, apparently, like, they keep texting, because now all these kids, even in elementary school, a lot of kids have phones.
Yeah.
And they're texting their friends and Snapchats and whatever are going around these clowns. Then somebody finds an Instagram account for these guys who look like Juggalos, you know, the...
the Juggalos from the ICP.
Juggalos, that's it.
The ICP
yeah.
fans.
Yeah,
Juggalos. So, that is a corn.
An egg corn.
An egg corn.
I don't know, man, because I'm not an insane clown posse person. But yeah, so they find this insane clown posse account, and they're like, these are them. These are the evil clowns, and they're coming to get us. Oh, my God. They're just, it's insane, this clown thing.
Give us your Faygo, and no one will get hurt.
Yeah, it's nuts. I want your Go-Gurt, pal.
Jessica, hi Jessica. She's talking about she hates clowns. I just happened to see that on Facebook. A lot of people don't like clowns. There's
clowns are ruined forever because of this right
yeah.
now.
Uh-huh. Was there ever a thing for us that was kind of took off?
Serial killer John Wayne Gacy was the clown
yep.
guy.
Yeah, that's
he
right.
was the one like for our generation. Now we have the clowns in the woods. The
yeah.
The clownpocalypse thing going on.
That John Wayne Gacy clown, have you seen him dressed up
yes.
as a clown? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't think I have.
That,
oh, Google yeah. John Wayne Gacy clown.
If you didn't like clowns beforehand, that's, I think you're right. That's really.
Even when you see, like, you know, we hindsight 2020, we've seen it before. We know what he did, and
sure.
then we saw the picture. But if you had just seen the picture, you would still go, that's creepy.
Oh, yeah, he is kind of creepy.
He might be, like, the genesis of our clown fear. Like, he
before
might have started
before Stephen King.
Yeah. Yeah, because he was before It.
Yep.
He was.
And I thought the clown in It was, like, overdone.
Pennywise? Yeah.
Yeah. Pennywise?
Yeah.
Pennywise. I thought that was overdone.
Well, see, I'm looking at some of these John Wayne Gacy
photos. Well, they're
photos,
doing the new one.
And they're not that terrifying. There's Ugh. One that's just like,
Oh, it's creepy.
But then there's a couple other ones that are out there, and they're not too bad.
Well, that's because they're redoing the movie It. And they've been putting new pictures of the clown out. And so they'll just pop up on my Facebook page. I'm like, I wasn't ready for that. Like, I need some warning. Yeah. Like, hey, if you want to see it, click here stuff.
You think about the, I don't know, the history of clowns are. I'm assuming it goes back into court jesters and that kind of stuff. But it's kind of, and then it kind of moved into the circus and whatnot. But I've never thought that they were, even as a child, clowns were never part of our birthday parties. I didn't see many clowns. The only clowns I ever saw were like on TV. And yeah. even then I was kind of like, I didn't get it. I didn't understand. They weren't particularly funny to me. The makeup just seemed weird.
When I was a little kid, you know, we had Mardi Gras parades all the time. And they have the clowns that lead the parade, and they're all like, what is it like? You know, what? Not the Templars. What's the next thing? The Knights of Columbus or something like that? Or
oh, the
yeah. Like the Shriners.
Yeah,
and
like
stuff
Shriners
like that.
And all that. It would be the Shriners on their little motorcycles
yeah.
and dune buggies and all, and they would be leading the parade. And they had car. It was terrifying because they all dressed as clowns, and they had police sirens. So they would be like. here. And there's these crazy looking clowns.
They're driving around in those little cars.
And they're throwing candy. And I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? That's when I have my clown fear. I'm not afraid of clowns now. Like somebody could come in with a clown outfit and I'd be totally fine with it. But when I was a kid, they were terrifying. Because every time I saw a clown, I was waiting for the police siren. I don't know if it was the police siren or the clowns.
You're afraid of police.
Yeah, I think
that's
what it was.
You're afraid of police because you were out doing things you shouldn't be doing.
I was out doing things I shouldn't have been doing.
You ever been arrested?
Wow.
Not arrested. I've been picked up and I've gotten a ride in the back of the car.
They take you to the station?
They took us to the station.
And then your parents picked you up?
Yeah.
What? What are you doing?
Nothing.
Were you guilty?
I mean, it's not hard to say, yes or no. No, I wasn't guilty of what.
Did you do what they thought you did?
No, it was my bud who did what they thought I did. But okay. He got busted too, so he actually took the fall and took the heat, and it was all good. But
so he actually did go to jail.
No, because they worked it out. We were kids, so they worked it out with community service and all that. I was like 14, 15, somewhere up in there.
You had to do community service?
Oh, yeah.
Were you picking up garbage?
No, I was cutting carpet at the church, like little squares of carpet. So they're like,
How do I not know this?
I thought I told you that long, long ago.
Oh, yeah, I bet you did. So you guys were out. It's on a Friday night. It's a Friday or Saturday night.
I'm not going into this story.
You say 14?
I'm 14.
You're 14 years old. You don't have a car. You got motorcycles. You got dirt bikes.
No.
Bicycles.
No.
BMX. Your red line guy.
We're just a bunch of little Huffy. Swamp monkeys playing in the swamp. That's all. I'm just leaving it alone, man.
You guys are walking the street. How what time of night was it?
It was day. It was day.
Did a window get broken?
Nope.
Did someone take something that wasn't theirs?
I need more coffee.
Man, I've never been. I'm trying to think. I've never had anything.
Ever?
No.
Not even once?
No, no.
Not even for one of those charity things where they put you in the little fake jail?
Oh, yeah. I've never gotten arrested or even. The only thing that I had that was had to do with law enforcement was I got sued when I was 16 because of a car wreck, but we won. I mean, that's not even.
Yeah.
Right, go ahead. What?
I'm just laughing at people on Facebook who are watching live.
Oh, trying to get you to spill?
They're like, spill it, you bunch of hoodlums. I'm like, you know, listen to our radio show. Of course we're going to have a little bad boy in us, you know?
What, were you, what was
trying to? No.
I'm just trying to see where y'all.
There was a bunch of.
Y'all been drinking water?
No, we weren't drinking water.
Okay.
There were a bunch of us. No, that's all you're going to get. There were a bunch of us involved.
Oh, I'll get more.
You think you'll get
oh,
more.
Oh, yeah. Before this is over with, you'll be naked in the corner crying.
Okay.
There's a bunch of you guys? That's a problem.
There's a bunch of us.
You're
yes,
a gang. That so
was,
you're in a gang?
We're, no. It wasn't.
The swamp gang?
You know it was. It was a bunch of little Cajun, Cajun kids. Yes.
Was that your Cajun kids? Is that y'all's name?
We were the, from Houma, Louisiana, we were the Houma Hoodlums.
The Houma Hoodlums?
Yes, that's the name of our gang.
Did you guys, you didn't get tattoos, but you used the eraser back and forth to give you a scar on your skin?
No.
Did y'all do that?
No, I do know people who did that, though.
And so, 14 is the age of all of you guys, or did you have someone older?
No, we were all really around the same age.
Okay, so did anyone have a car?
No.
No. Were you guys getting around on bicycles?
Yeah, or foot.
But mainly
or
bikes?
Or skateboards.
Right. This is like this is like Bubba's Akinator. So were you...
You're going to figure it out.
Yeah. Was Abel involved?
No.
Was Glenn involved?
No.
Oh, really? Do they know?
This is
I have both their numbers.
No. Oh, that's good. Thank God they weren't involved.
All right. But do they know?
No.
Abel and Glenn are some of Bubba's best friends.
No, they don't know.
They don't know. They don't know?
I don't think they know.
I bet they do know.
No, I don't think they know. Oh, not
you guys,
about this.
As many times you all have been drunk, you have talked.
No, see, that's the difference because I'm that guy, and my wife hates this about me. I don't ask people for information. Like, somebody will be talking about something kind of scandalous, and I don't care.
You just let it go.
So I just let it go. And I'm not one to offer up that information either.
Was it a Friday night or a Saturday night? Was it during the summer?
It was summer. It was
okay.
Summer.
See, so now it doesn't matter if it's a weekend.
In the middle of the day.
Middle of the day in the summer, you guys are bored. Your mom and pop are at work. No one's at the house, are they?
My mom was a stay-at-home mom.
Your mom, by the way, Bubba's mom never has had a driver's license.
Ever.
And so it's the middle of the day. So you're not at your place because your mom's there. So you guys are over at Terry Duchon.
No, we're playing in the swamp.
Or Philip Thibodeau or somebody. You guys are at their house.
Leon Duhon.
Yeah. And so you guys are out. You got 22s and you're shooting turtles or snakes or something.
That was probably a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are out in the woods or swamp or whatever. And somebody's got their old man's case of beer. Probably.
No.
And you got 22s.
No.
And then someone shot a car that went by. Oh,
that's
I got it.
Yes. That's close.
Dude, I'm not close. Even close.
Nobody shot a car, but somebody threw something.
Somebody threw a rock at
a car. Well, there were no rocks. It was just giant clumps of mud. You did it, man. You did it.
It's Professor Bubba in the library with a clump of mud.
It wasn't me. It was not me. But when I... Because it happened, and we're all like, I'm out of here. See you later. Bye, you dummy.
Yeah, yeah.
So we all leave, and then I'm at home by myself. My mom, for some reason, wasn't home that day. And I get this on the door, and I thought it was one of my buddies. So I was being silly. I'm like, hello, who is it? Trying to act like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, Sheriff's Department. I went, oh, okay, hold on. Let me get the door. Clickle. And there's the officer, the deputy standing in front of me, and there's my bud in the back of the car, and he does the classic, he does this. Well, I don't know. The shrug.
He gave you the shrug?
Like, yeah, he gave me the shrug. And then he goes, you know, he's asked me my name and all that, because were you? I'm like, oh, yeah. He goes, come on in. So I was an accessory because I was there. But out of all the other kids that were there, my buddy only gave him my name.
Are you still in touch with that guy?
Not really.
That was it, wasn't it?
Should have ended that day.
No, he and I were still, troublemakers for a long time.
Okay, man, we've already done it once. What's another one matter?
Until the end of high school. But no, he's one of those, you know, everybody's got one or two friends who don't get on social media. He does not get on social media. He does not have a Facebook page. He briefly had one, and it was great because it was the first time he and I had connected in, you know, over 15 years. I'm like, hey, man, what's going on? We kind of connected for like a couple little minutes, and then he disappeared. He deleted his page again.
Oh, they probably cut all that out. The prison doesn't let you use social media.
Someone
anymore.
Found the phone. It was above the toilet. It was the whole thing.
Yeah, he made it. It's a homemade phone out of duct tape.
My dad was so mad at me.
By the way,
man.
Duct tape is another corn thing.
Oh, do people say duck?
Duck. It's duct with D-U-C-T.
Like to fix your duct work.
Yeah. I bet your dad wore you out.
He was so, so mad, man. That was not a good day in the Bubba house.
Because you're too big to beat. He probably just took something away. He probably took your skateboard away.
I don't remember. I mean, it's been a while, but
your Atari.
I had an Atari.
I'm taking
ColecoVision.
I'm taking you.
I didn't have a ColecoVision. Actually, I did have a ColecoVision.
See?
I didn't have Intellivision. That's the one I didn't have.
I get those confused.
We had pretty much. I mean, I told you my dad was an early adopter. So I was the baby. So my oldest sister is 12 years older than me. So they had Pong.
Yeah.
Dude, we had a real Pong in our house.
That was the start of it.
And then I actually, when I got older, I had it in my bedroom while we had the Atari in the living room for the family to play, and then the ColecoVision and all that. But the Pong was, I don't know, whatever happened to it, it disappeared. You have one?
I have a Sears Pong Sports 2 set.
I want to buy it from you.
Predates.
I want to buy it from you.
It was the first.
I missed that.
Either you sell it or he has a record. He will break in your house.
I will have my buddy who disappeared off Facebook.
But his prints are in the system. So
no, I have two older half brothers. It was the first Christmas present that my dad bought for his
and those
stepsons.
Things, dude, back then, I don't know if you know this, they were like $700.
Yeah.
This one was the Sears. My wasn't the second round. It wasn't that much.
My dad
still,
got it one. It was $700 or something silly.
It had a little switch, the switch where you would plug it into your thing and you had to like flip the switch to
the
go
UHF,
from TV.
VHF.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From TV to game.
Yeah.
You can, I'm looking at it now. Well, they have. This is.
I don't want to buy somebody's that's online because you don't know what you're getting.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I wish. And yeah. Here's the funny thing is my parents still have their house. I suspect it's in the attic. I really do.
I'm fine. Boy, these are real. This can't be right. I'm finding some for like $20.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
one's
they
for
might be
44, 22. They're not super expensive, I don't think.
Okay.
Here's one for a Super Pong.
Ooh, oh.
For $100. Hmm. I had the Atari 5200. Nobody had that. Everyone had the 2600.
Did you end up having the Jaguar?
The Jaguar?
The Jaguar system, the Atari Jaguar.
No, I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, man.
What is that?
It was right around the time that... here, watch. I'm going to pull it up
online. Oh, I see. No. That looks pretty cool, though.
The Jaguar came out. It was $250, and it was right at the... I can't even pull it up. My internet died.
I got it.
Okay. What do you have? What year was that?
That would have... 1993 is when it came out. They marketed the Jaguar as being the first 64-bit video game console.
Yeah.
Everything else was 16. Yep. Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo.
I had the Sega Genesis, but I had the add-on piece that turned it to a 32. It was the Genesis 32X add-on. It was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you want to add in anything, Carson? Is there anything you want to add into this conversation?
I mean, I checked out after Super Mario 3. That was about the last video game I was any good at. I tried to play Sonic the Hedgehog. I was like, this is too much.
What about all the VR stuff that's coming? See, because I have a PlayStation 4, and they're about to release the new version, and that one's going to come with the option of the VR stuff and all that. Virtual reality is...
But can't you get the VR on the current ones?
I think you can, but it's going to be optimized for the new one. So guess what I'm getting for Christmas?
To get the real deal VR, I'd have to get a whole new system.
No.
That sucks. Because that PlayStations are not cheap.
Now
they're expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're super...
It's okay. Here's the deal. You've got the launch bundle for $4.99, or you can do... And that's at Target for the VR. It's already out. Dang, why do I not have this?
Or you wait till Black Friday.
Why do I not have
this? Because somebody will have deals
this?
On it. You may have to be there and camped out, but...
I'm not doing that.
$3.99 for the VR controller and all that stuff.
I mean, I could just go outside and actually be in reality. That's fine, too.
Yeah, but
I know,
would you
but who
do
wants
that?
To do that? I know.
Virtual reality is much more fun.
So it's already out, huh?
Yeah. Dude.
What are people liking it?
Frankie's birthday's coming up in a month. Guess what he's getting?
are there any people saying they like it?
I don't know. I have no idea. I was just looking on Target's website, and I'm like, oh,
it's very, I don't know, giraffe, they don't make noises, but that's the sound I think giraffes make. That's just what I think.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Look at so you got the headset, you got the earphones, you got the whole thing,
yeah, you ever watch those videos of people playing the virtual reality zombie games?
The scary stuff?
Oh, that could be fun.
You're walking through like an old abandoned house or an old mental ward or something like that.
And then you got the zombies popping out of nowhere
and you've got to shoot them or fight them. It's like you're in it. And so they film people who are playing the game. And that's like a whole nother YouTube page just watching that.
Now think about what they do. Like if you're watching The Walking Dead and a horde comes up on them real fast, they're like, they're doing that on the game.
Yeah.
In real life, they just roll over. Yes.
That's it. They're done.
They give up.
They're like, I'm going to get eaten. I don't know. I'd like to give it a try because I'd like to think I would be like Carol. Like, I'd be like, yeah, I'll take down a horde of zombies.
I want to be Michonne.
Like, yeah, I would be like Sam. I'd curl up and scream and then get bit a lot. I'd be a meal.
Sam.
Be a meal.
I forgot.
Hey,
about
everybody,
Sam.
Come on! There's some for everybody.
Plenty of her to go around. Munch, munch, munch.
Which are you getting excited? How many more days? What's the day countdown?
Or I mean, it's 23 days.
What's the actual date?
23rd.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 3 weeks from Sunday, or that's depending so on when you're listening to this, it could be.
So that's when we'll find out who gets killed.
Yes, we'll find out who gets.
And
fished.
You don't watch Fear the Walking Dead?
No,
do you?
Because it's terrible.
See, and I thought the last two episodes were pretty good. The
I wasn't going to sit through a season and a half to get to pretty good.
It's, okay, I'll tell you what Fear the Walking Dead. Fear the Walking Dead is Herschel's farm.
Yeah.
For the first 2 years.
It
really is. It's very Herschel's farm. But it does redeem itself. They do have some good episodes. There are a couple of them where you go, well, that was good. The last two of this season have been really good.
I need consistency. I tried.
Now, in the new season of The Walking Dead,
with Negan,
that's when you get Ezekiel.
Yes.
King Ezekiel.
Uh-huh.
And he has a pet
tiger.
I had to look. I'm like, he Googled that.
Yeah.
Are they going to CGI it, or is it a real...
I believe it's CGI. I'm fairly certain.
Because I had read that they were not going to do CGI on the tiger because it was going to look cartoony. But I guess CGI is getting so good now.
They could probably use a real one for certain scenes.
Yeah.
You know, the trained ones. And then whenever they need it to do what it needs to do.
Because if it's a CGI and it looks cartoon, it's really going to stink. It's going to take away.
Well, we've seen the tiger in a preview, and it doesn't look bad. So
was it the CGI tiger? Or?
Yeah, because it was sitting next to Ezekiel, and he's like patting it on the head, and it roars.
You know what's weird is I have not watched any of the previews, or every time, like when we're watching Fear the Walking Dead, if it's on and they do a commercial, I fast forward past the Walking Dead things because I'm tired of them teasing me. They teased me enough at the end of last season when they did that thing where, you know, the bat's going Lucille and you see the blood on the
taking
screen.
Taking it like a champ.
Yeah, that really kind of made me mad.
That made everybody mad.
But like,
the
to
internet
a point
is
where
still raging.
I don't want to watch any of their commercials. I won't watch any of The Walking Dead until it's actually the show. I'm mad.
Well, October 23rd. 10-9 Central.
Can the tiger eat a zombie and be okay?
Yes. Animals can eat zombies, I believe. I think that's been in the canon. I'm not sure.
That's what?
Like canon, like comic book canon, that's the...
Like canon is like the, this is the official
rules. This is, yeah.
The rules.
Yeah.
Oh, what they always play at weddings.
Yeah. Yes.
That's like an Pacabella ear
man. I'm telling you, if it's the people that got that joke.
What was that? What did you call those things?
What are they called? Corn balls?
Egg corns.
Egg corns. Yes, corn. Ear turd. The only thing you've just seen.
Ear turd.
Ear turd. It's a corn turd. Oh, look at that ear turd.
I got me an ear turd.
Yeah, all right. So that's going to come out. I am looking forward to the new Walking Dead. Now that I have TV, kind of.
Yeah.
I have AMC finally.
That's good.
I got that view, the PlayStation view, and I like it. It's a little, you know, it's like $40 a month, and I get a bunch of channels that I don't use. But in high with college football, I'm a huge college football fanatic. I love it more than college or pro by far. And it's got a bunch of the games on, so I enjoy it for that. But after that, I don't know that I would, other than the AMC and Fox and CNN.
Here's
kind of
my question for you: are you able to watch AMC real time with this?
Yeah.
So I can watch The Walking.
Yes.
That's the only reason I have stuck with cable so long is because I wanted to be able to watch. I can't wait for Walking Dead.
Here's where my thing is. I would totally have done it. I told him I did the 7-day. They do a free preview on PlayStation View. And I did the 7-day deal, and it was really cool. But I noticed that I got a warning from the cable company saying you're using up way too much bandwidth.
Ugh.
So, in other words, they want me to buy, you can pay for more bandwidth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, let me figure this out. So I sat down and I did the math. And basically, the cost of what I would need to be able to have the entire home be able to run cable free and just watch the PlayStation View instead of TV was like $10 less than just keeping cable.
Yeah.
So because where I live is kind of not in the middle of town, so I only have one option. I have to go with cable.
Right.
If I went with the phone company thing, it's super slow, and I wouldn't be able to watch what I want to watch anyway, and I have all the buffering and all that. So as soon as I get a second choice, another option, I'm totally bailing.
You know what I might
I'm
be
so
able to do?
I'm jealous he already got to.
Because well, we're doing the Walking Dead premiere party at a friend of mine's house, and she's rich. So that means so maybe I could just cut cable and go to her house every week. Because Lord knows there won't be any issue with watching it on hers. I mean, she won't have problems with bandwidth, and she probably pays for cable because she got money for it.
And you don't have to worry about food because she's got a stocked fridge.
Yeah. She did. She's all ready to cook. I'm like, all right, you do it.
You're like a legal squatter.
Just on Sunday nights.
It's got over 100 channels on the one that I have. And it's got AMC and...
Jessica wants to know if the tigers can eat clowns in The Walking Dead. Is that in the canon?
I bet they
I'm betting
can.
So.
That doesn't make any sense that they can eat.
I don't know. I don't know if that's in the canon or not. Found it on a canon joke, and nobody... Carl got a sympathy chuckle from Carson.
The fact that you have no voice, you're trying to make a song joke.
Yeah, whatever. I don't... Just go.
Are you guys into Game of Thrones?
Mm-hmm.
Should I be into that? Am I too late?
It's not for everybody. You should. It's very good.
Do they have funny accents?
Yeah.
British, for the most part.
I can't keep up with that.
See, I can because I feel like I've been watching Doctor Who since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I hear everything.
And I love everything British and would.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't have a problem with it. But it's... I'm not like super hardcore Game of Thrones fan, but it's enjoyable. And there's very good looking men on it and lovely women for you. So, if you're into eye candy.
Daenerys in the house.
You guys ever watch The Americans?
Mm-mm. No, I heard it's great.
It's pretty good.
It's
about Russian spies in the 80s who are embedded in the United States.
There's only so many shows I can keep track of.
Well, like I told you, that sci-fi show, Containment, I've now watched two episodes of it that have been sitting on my DVR for 6 months. It's really good so far.
Yeah. Bubba comes in with like four new shows every week that I need to watch. And the thing is, I think we have very similar taste in television, which just means the Netflix queue is getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, one of these days I should have a social life, but let's be fair, TV is better. It is better.
It doesn't let you down.
No, never.
It's always there.
There's always something good.
Yep.
You could if you want to spend more time with it, you can.
And it's better looking people than what I meet on a daily basis.
Hey. Except maybe the guy at the gym. The guy at the gym that you were telling us about.
Yep.
You said he's in great shape.
He is. Well, good for him. Good for him. He's working hard for it.
They're going to be gym buddies. And then he's like been, is he texting you again today?
No, I think I kind of shut him down. I go, look, I'm really busy. My life is scheduled to the minute. Now that schedule might include TV, but he does not need to know that. So I said, everything is scheduled. I don't have time for this.
Yeah. Well.
Thanks, bruh.
Well.
What's the matter, Patrick? You look very preoccupied.
You know, newspapers, the major newspapers all pick presidential candidates to endorse.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a big thing. Well, the Chicago Tribune is the sixth and now the largest newspaper in America to endorse Gary Johnson for president of the United States. First time they've not endorsed one of the major candidates in like 100 years.
Wow. That is huge.
That is huge.
So, I'm sorry. I'm not hiding anymore.
Is he going to... Do you think
100%
Gary's gonna...
Gary Johnson.
Do you think Gary's going to survive the Aleppo moment and the other one where he...
I'm so sick of gotcha politics. You said one thing that was kind of dumb. So we're going to write you off. They all just sit here waiting in the woods to do that to each other.
They all say dumb stuff.
Oh my God.
Every one of us, we're all guilty of that.
The Aleppo is the most ridiculous because I guarantee you Donald Trump doesn't know what Aleppo is or didn't on the spot.
He does now. And we all know. But at the time, I didn't know what Aleppo was.
Nobody knows what that was. And he misheard it. He thought he was being asked about an acronym. He wasn't in the mindset.
As soon as they explained to him what they were talking about, he had a great answer. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
this foreign leader thing. I don't care. If you give the guy a chance to think about it, I bet he could come up with 10 good answers.
And you know what? I'm an isolationist. Call me crazy, but I'm that guy, and I would like for us to not worry about any foreign leaders.
He couldn't come up with the name of a foreign leader?
No, they said, they didn't ask him to name a foreign leader. They asked him to name a foreign leader. Who's your favorite? Who's someone you admire? And he just kind of was like, I can't think of one right now off the top of my head.
A foreign leader that you admire?
That's, you know why?
That's a loaded question.
It's a loaded question because if you say the wrong, you say anyone, they'll pick the worst thing about that person.
How can you like this person? They killed this many people or whatever.
Yeah. Name a foreign leader you admire. I would, on the spot, I would say Angela Merkel from Germany. And they're like, oh, well, and they'll find 10 wrong things with her. No, I admire because their budget is balanced and their fiscal system is in fantastic shape. But I can tell you 15 things about her I don't like, too. You know? And look, here's the thing. I've started just leaking little things about Gary Johnson into my social media, and my friends on both sides can all tell me one reason they wouldn't vote for him. I'm like, yeah, but can't you give me 10 reasons you don't want to vote for your own person?
That is the truth, man.
My friends on the right are all like, I can't vote for Gary Johnson because he's pro-choice. Yeah. So's Donald Trump, for the record. I don't care what he says now. He was pro-choice for like 30 years and then suddenly changed his mind. And also, how about all the other stuff about him you know you don't like?
And the same thing goes for Hillary.
I can't vote for Gary Johnson because he wants to cut this program and that program. I'm like, okay. Hillary Clinton is a complete fraud who has done nothing but try to gain power for herself and her family. You're just not happy with anybody, are you?
You're just not happy with the two major candidates.
Gary Johnson.
John Willard says his favorite foreign leader is Netanyahu.
Good for you.
Hi, John.
Gary Johnson.
If you're watching the podcast and you're thinking, oh, they must do a political show. If you're not into our radio show, we don't talk politics on the show. We are like, what was it? Pretty much after the debates, we did a little bit of talking on it, but it wasn't anything political. It was just a, hey, here's what happened.
It's like watching two sideshow clowns punch each other with...
Oh, my God, clowns!
Clowns again.
The clowns!
The clowns.
Look out for the clowns!
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope you get feeling better, Patrick.
I feel fine. I just sound terrible. Didn't want to sit in here. If you're wondering why I haven't been on the podcast, I didn't want to make you all suffer through me talking like this for an hour.
And the moment he walked in, he goes straight to politics.
To change the subject
it's
to
Tyler Patrick.
I did order within the next week, boys, we will have new candles that I am making.
You got some new
scents. Would you like to know the scents?
Tyler Farr would like to know the scent of the candle.
First off, easy decision. Pumpkin pie spice is coming.
Good fall flavor.
Red hot cinnamon.
By the way, I was shattered when I found out that pumpkin spice isn't pumpkins.
It's not?
No. When you go and get pumpkin spice anything, it's not pumpkins. When you go to the store and you buy a can of pumpkin, canned pumpkin.
It's pumpkin.
It's not pumpkin. No, it says 100% pumpkin on there. It's not.
It says 100% pumpkin. It's 100% pumpkin.
Butternut squash. Google it. Go crazy.
What?
Google it, you'll be like,
whoa.
Butternut squash, not pumpkin.
So what you're saying
is... They found a certain variety of butternut squash that is sweeter and has a better consistency than pumpkin. So when they make canned pumpkin, it's actually butternut squash.
Not all of them. If it says 100% pure pumpkin, it has to be.
I'm telling you, man, it's crazy.
I mean, I'll buy that. Okay, anyway, I also have another one called Fall Festival, which I'm not totally sure what that is. I'm kind of taking a risk on it. Pipe tobacco.
Yes, now we're talking. Yeah. That's still my favorite flavor that you've ever done, the pipe tobacco. And we did the first ones we sold on the website were that scent, weren't they?
Yeah.
That's the best.
I'll take a step back and tell you Bubba is right, but the reason is because squash is considered... legally pumpkin. It's the same thing.
Isn't that crazy?
But yeah.
Butternut squash instead of pumpkin. So when you get your pumpkin spice latte and you're getting all basic, just know it's actually butternut squash.
Which is a type of pumpkin.
Hey, I'm taking a risk on one of these. I always do at least one scent that I have no idea, and it's kind of a grab bag, but it's called pineapple cilantro.
Ooh. I like that.
I have a candle.
Probably clean,
someone made.
Smelling.
It's very, yeah. Can I get more Tang candles? Because you know I love it.
More what?
Tang.
The ones you did smell like Tang.
Office. They smell like Tang.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
Hope Lee is eating Vienna sausages while watching us. That's and I'm thinking to myself, can we get Vienna sausage candles?
I don't tell Tyler Farr likes Vienna sausage candles.
I do like
Tyler
French fried sausage.
He loves him some Vienna sausage candles.
Yeah. French fried taters.
Love Vienna sausages and spam.
Do you think he was offended when I brought up the fact that his voice is all whacked like
no,
that?
No, no, dude. Because
his speaking voice is
if
very...
If Tyler Farr doesn't know that he's got a voice
that's just
sound
his
like
thing,
these.
Man. He sounds like this.
But like, I wonder if there are kids who grew up with him are like, man, what happened to your voice? Or if he's always done
he's
that.
Probably always sounded like that. Probably sounded like that since he was 16, 17 years old. I knew a guy in high school who had a voice like this. He had this, one of these.
Think of Otis Redding. Otis Redding, you know, one of the greatest soul singers of all time, sounded like an 80-year-old man. He was, what, 25, 26? I mean, all those great songs, These Arms of Mine.
Yeah, didn't he die at 27?
Yeah. These Arms of Mine, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, all that stuff. He was young.
Hank Williams was 29 when he died. He sounded like an 80-year-old man,
again,
at least to me.
Another, yeah, he did to me, too.
Oh, man, I got an email from...
Yay, he got an email!
From Gunner School.
Is it about the clowns?
No, but it's about a middle school wrestling team. But his first line is, I'm sorry for the mass email, but I could not figure out how to filter down to just the boys.
Well, that's going to get him in trouble.
I know.
That's going to bite the old
he's
going to
be like, they're going to be like, wait a second. What do you mean, just the boys? You're saying girls can't wrestle?
Yeah.
As a former wrestler, I will tell you. That is
fail.
That's about 99% true. The women, the girls,
but the 1%, will whoop you.
There's 1% of the girls who could keep up with the guys when it comes to wrestling. I'm talking about same age, same rules, same weight. There's about 1% that they'll keep up. There maybe more.
Still
I don't
think
know,
it's unfair to make 5%. The boys and the girls wrestle each other.
Why?
Because they have different bone density, they have different muscle structure. It doesn't matter if you weigh the same amount and you have the same work ethic. And also, I'm sorry, it's unfair to tell a 15-year-old boy he has to go out there and grab a girl.
Just
and
grab
try
her
to
in
throw
the biscuits.
Yeah, no.
Just, woof.
Our 178er had to, he pulled a girl in state to wrestle. And he comes to me, he goes, man, I got a chick. I go, what? He goes, yeah, I got a girl. I got to wrestle a girl in my first match.
Good for him.
And you can't win.
And he was
because if you destroy her, it's like, oh man, all you did was beat up on a girl, and God forbid she beats you.
He asked me what he goes. What
did
do
he
I
win
do?
Or lose?
He goes, what do I do? I said, let me tell you exactly what you do. You go out there, you put your ankle, you have ankle things, but you wear, put it on, shake her hand, and absolutely destroy her. I said, you have to be over the top aggressive.
Well, here's the thing. More than anything, she's there because she wants to wrestle on an even plane. If you go out there and you cut her any slack,
that's
she's
right.
going
it's
to
not
beat
fair to
you.
Her.
But it's not
she's
on
going
purpose.
To beat you and it's not fair
you don't
to her.
Do it on
right.
purpose. It's all subconscious, man. I'm telling you. You're like, I don't really
even
want
him
to
asking
her.
Me. Like, he's never asked me
Anthony,
what he does.
Anthony Brown right now, he's listening and he said, I wrestled a girl for 4 years in high school and she was good and gave him a run for his money.
Yeah, that's a 1%.
Jessica says if she beats you, you are done.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's why you never arm wrestle a chick. Arm wrestling a girl. Because if you arm wrestle a girl and somehow she beats you, you get beat in arm wrestling by a girl. If you beat her, oh, wow, you
Sir,
beat an arm girl
glazing
in arm wrestling.
Over the fact that Bubba got beaten arm wrestling by his mom?
My mom was strong.
You're just letting that go?
Dude, I was like 14 years old, and my mom was arm wrestling, and I'm like, oh, God, I'll get in there. That's right, my mom arm wrestled. And I got in there, and boom, she knocked me down. I'm like,
yeah, that hurts the pride right
so
there.
So then I thought maybe I just wasn't ready, and I did it again. She beat me again. I did not go for a third try. Ooh. And no matter how big I grew up into, I never challenged her for a rematch. Because you know what? One, if I win, then that's just stupid.
I remember.
If I lost again, I don't think I could handle that.
I think I was I want to say I was 17, but I might have been 18 or 19 when you get that kind of attitude of, well, you know, my old man hadn't hit me in years, you know. He hadn't whooped me in years. He ain't going to do anything. And I said something like, you know, yeah, well, be careful, old man. I can take you. And I just remember that my father looking me square in the eye and going, anytime you want to go, we can go. And I will beat your. And I was like, yeah, no, I ain't good, old
my
man.
Daughter.
You know what?
My daughter
I'm not
is...
sure, but like there's a small part of me that thinks I could beat him.
He's really competent.
Yeah, I'm like, no, you
well,
know
I
what?
I do that with Olivia. Olivia is basically my height now. And she'll like get, oh, she loves to rub it in.
I want to point out that Bubba's 15-year-old daughter is taller than him. So let's all just take that.
Whatever, man. Whatever. But like, I'll pick her up. Like, she'll be saying, oh, you are? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's like, oh, look at me. And so I'll pick her up and I'm like, now what? You know? And she then goes, okay. You got to keep them in their place.
That's right,
Big
man.
D, you're about to run out of that. Because
that's right. You're
Zach,
picking on your 15-year-old
Zach
daughter.
Gunner,
yeah, way to go.
No, you just got to.
So I pick her up and go, now what?
Now what are you going to
do? Now what you going to do? Grumble, grumble. But Big D, you're not going to have that option because your boys are going to be bigger than you soon.
No. Gunner, not any time.
Gunner is going to be a beast. Zach is a strong ox. I mean, you're in trouble.
It's guys. I have probably four or five years until they're physically stronger. I got to remember, man.
I'm going to tell you, by the time he's a senior in high school, Gunner might be stronger.
I mean, like we'll lift in the garage. You know, we got a bench and stuff, and you know they'll go in and like, dude, it was I don't know 2 days ago. Zach and I are in the garage, you know, just kind of hanging out at night. The door open and just you know just hanging and. He goes, hey, Dad, I got 135 up twice the other day.
Woo!
I go, oh, nice. That's awesome, man. Way to go. He goes, how many can you do? And I go, well, let's see. So I lay down. We got 45s on each side. 135.
Spot me.
I don't spot. So we get up there, and I go, all right, well, let's count. He goes, all right, go. One, I got to 13, and then I started slowing down. Like that, where you're. What you don't want is you don't want them to see you going.
Right.
I always leave my right shoulder when I start, you know, and I start kind of arching the back, and you start getting. Mm. And so I got to, 12, 13, whatever, and I could feel it, and I was like, boom, and I acted like it was no big deal, like I could keep going if I wanted,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I just stopped it at 13. Very smart on my part. And so in his mind, see, it's like World War II. You drop
a
bomb,
push-ups
and then you
Frankie.
Drop the other bomb, and then you're like, hey, do we want to keep going? Because we got more. They don't know that we don't have any more.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. Wait, you mean you guys didn't have any more of those? Oops, did we? Oops.
Oh, well.
My bad.
Dude,
that's so great. I saw some dumb conspiracy the other day online where they were trying to say that the Hiroshima and Nagasaki were meteors, and we claimed these,
oh my God.
These asteroid impacts. I'm like, oh, stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Totally
the two places the asteroids hit just happened to be Japanese cities. No.
But it had the damage of, like, asteroids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's... Oh, that's such
fascinating. I don't know why I thought of this. I just think back to Kathleen Madigan talking about how now that we have Twitter, that we never need anything else. Because Twitter could tell you everything, 140 characters, all you ever need to know about anything. You know, all of history, they should have just stuck with that. Who needs a whole page article about it? It's like, hey, you know, heads up, Nagasaki, this one's for reals. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's it, great. Twitter, man.
Hey, is she coming back in anytime soon?
Was supposed to come here this week and then didn't show up. So
I was like, yeah, I think I remember
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I thought she was coming in this week.
All right, well, we got to work on that. She is one of the funniest human beings on the planet. And I hate people who go, she's one of the funniest women comics. No. She is one of the funniest
My favorite comedian of all time.
On. I mean,
period.
Is she not hilarious?
Yes.
And she's... It's not a put on either. It's not all rehearsed. Like, she's naturally just
funny. When she goes into stuff about her dad... Her mom and dad, that's I guess because I just relate so well to it.
Yeah.
You know, the best part is when they said that they're, her mom and dad are on the boardwalk or something, and they're watching the two girls who are holding hands walking by, and he's like, what did he say?
She says, my mom thinks nobody's gay. My dad thinks everybody's gay. My mom sees two lesbians walk by holding hands. She goes, when I see two women holding hands, I can't tell if
if they're lesbians or if one of the women is blind. Well, Mom, if you throw some quarters at them, and if they catch them, they're lesbians. My favorite joke is when they quit smoking, and she said, I've never seen somebody so unhappy with an unhealthy decision that every time my dad leaves the room, my mom just goes, as soon as he dies, I'm lighting a damn cigarette.
She's so
I'm not saying I don't love him, but I am looking forward to that.
By the way, we may or may not be on the air on Monday. We don't know because the solar flare is still happening.
I thought it was today.
It was any time between yesterday and really this evening. That's why the Northern Lights, you saw everybody talking on Twitter about the Northern Lights, how great they were.
Yeah.
It's part of the coronal hole and the glow and everything, like all that stuff that has come our way. So I just want to let you guys know, just in case we're not on the radio due to all of the electromagnetic activity.
Go ahead.
Electromagnetic activity.
There you go.
That could be happening and wiping out the Earth. All
See,
of our
if you
electronics
had that,
going away.
If you had that thing that sucked out spit out of your mouth like in the dentist's office.
That wasn't a spit thing. That was just a
fat tongue?
Yeah. We'll just call it fat tongue. But again, the Aurora will be great for everybody who can see that. Congrats. You're awesome. And the rest of us who can't, well, too bad.
We just can't check our email.
Right. Hey, real quick, we do want to remind you to go by Subway. Monday is no longer Monday. Thanks to the 350 sub of the day, Monday is now known as Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day. In fact, there's a different 350 sub of the day at Subway, 6-inch subs. What?
Did you hear Patrick?
No, what happened?
No, he's just walking around. Just
oh, I missed that.
God.
You he's just back in his
you,
office I mean, now.
You walk around like you're in a frat house. Is that just your natural noise? You just make noises?
His natural noise?
Natural
noise. We all have it. I get in the car. I get in the truck, and my son's like, Dad, why do you do that? And I'm like, do what? I'm like, because I'm hurt, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure. If we all had microphones on us.
Dude, we make the worst
and
noises.
And it's just isolated to where you don't hear any other outdoor noises. Oh, it's God, it's so embarrassing.
I get the occasional, I'll hear myself do the... It's kind of it's not coming out of your thing. It's coming out of your nose. Like the air escapes through your nose.
Like when you're sleeping?
No,
like
you're trying
around?
To do something, like you're lifting something or whatever. And it doesn't even have to be. I'm like, oh my God, what a horrible noise.
I'll do this sometimes when I'm like, right when I'm starting to fall asleep. Like if you're at a weird angle and it kind of like you're breathing, like it's like your body gets all goofed up.
Yeah.
And you start going.
It wakes you up, and you're trying to act like nothing happened, or like you did it on purpose.
You feel the fattest that you've ever felt in your life when you do that. Yeah. It's that.
That's why you need to go to Subway, because their food is way better. No artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources.
Nice segue, by the way.
Thank you. For just $3.50, not 350 pounds, $3.50. It's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's Turkey Breast Day. Italian BMT Day is on Thursday, the 350 sub of the day. A different system. A different 6-inch sub of the day. Every day, only at Subway. Did you notice I wore my Halloween? It's the beginning of Halloween season, so I wore my Halloween shirt.
I don't even get it.
It's a Halloween shirt.
I got it, but I don't get it.
It's like pumpkins and the moon, and it makes it look like the Nightmare Before Christmas, Jack Skellington.
Tell me what this says it's a black moon tonight. What does that mean?
I don't know. What is a black moon?
I don't know. Black moon. What's a black moon?
Everybody's saying you really don't need to watch the black moon tonight. No need to fear it. No need to fear it. Like, what is the moon going to do?
What is it? You find a
black moon rises tonight. It's a rare phenomena. First time in over 2 years. No big deal. Blah, blah, blah. It's nothing. They're like, don't even look. Here's what the article says on one of my science sites. Does that mean you shouldn't bother to look up? No, don't worry about it. I mean, it's a new moon, and it's an equal opportunity.
Christopher says it means new moon.
Yeah, it's a new moon, but it's like a special new moon.
Mary says, love the shirt.
Thank
Beth
you,
says, LOL.
Okay, so a blue moon is when there's two full moons in the same month.
Oh, and a black moon is when there's
two new moons in the same month.
Can you talk while you're doing this? Can you make that noise?
That's not me. That's you.
I know, but can you make that noise? Are you able to do that? Yes, you can. No, no, you put it up. It's into your nasal.
Why are we doing this?
Because.
I'm going back.
It's not a snore. It's a very. Where
it's
are you going?
It's an outward.
It's
not. It's a quick. It's not. It's a quick. It's like. And I'll do that sometimes when I laugh. I'll go.
Yeah, it's very similar to that.
Go,
it's
the same. Oh my God! What a horrible sound.
It's the same piping. It's all the same stuff there, but you. I think fat guys do it. That's a fat guy thing. I just assumed you could do it back.
I just snorted.
See?
But that was different. That was
yeah, they're different. They're same piping, the same, you know, tubing or whatnot, but it's a different different thing.
Oh Lord.
It's a guy thing, I think. I don't
think any lady in anywhere does that.
They don't even know what we're talking about.
And if you don't know, just get around a guy long enough. If you're around a guy long enough, you'll hear.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
You know, here's how you can do it. Ladies, when you go home tonight or right now, your boyfriend or your husband or partner or whatever, mm-hmm. Have them open their mouth and then you kind of blow into their mouth and let them, they have to relax. Don't let it go down their throat.
Do you know how
it goes
weird?
Out their nose.
That's the weirdest thing.
And when you're blowing air
ever.
Into their mouth and it comes out their nose, and
that's
they
how you
just
get
relax
sound.
And you kind of go, yeah. Why does anyone listen to us?
I don't know. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to
my
the
podcast.
Regular show on the radio
every day.
It was the podcast.